Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, so happy you're here. I'm going to be talking about a few important topics today around addictions. What can you do if you are in a relationship with someone who is addicted to something that's affecting your relationship right now and it's bringing you down or making you feel confused or fed up? If you yourself are in recovery and with the isolation and the stress going on right now, it's sending you to really, really have the urge to go back to your choice of addiction, and this is creating stress and unhappiness in the relationship or in your own life. And what to do if you have relapsed, if you have gone back to your old habits because of the stress. I wanted to address all of this because I know that a lot of people are struggling. I'm getting emails and calls, people booking my free 20-minute session with me, talking about their concern that their partner is drinking a lot of alcohol, or concern that they are eating too much themselves and they don't know how to stop eating. And so I first really want to get the message out to you that you are not alone. It's a very challenging time right now. Emotions are up and down. It's a completely new experience for all of us, and change can be difficult. So we're going to be talking about how to support yourself, but let's first of all look at what addiction is and why so many of us are finding it difficult right now to be the best version of ourselves. So addictions are defined as an intense craving, lack of control when it comes to a particular substance or thing, and the compulsion to overcome or use a substance regardless of the consequences. My definition of addictions is using something to fix your feelings. You're using it because you want to change how you're feeling, you want to escape how you're feeling, you want to block out how you're feeling, or you've become to rely on it to shift and change how you feel. And when there are feelings of panic or worry are heightened, you may notice an urge to go back to your addictive behaviors. Right now, you may be really tempted to go back. You may be having voices that are saying to you, it's okay, I need it, I've got to get through this. And the excuses are coming back to go back to perhaps old patterns, or to increase. If you are already sort of in an addiction pattern right now, maybe the excuse is to increase that you need it more, that you need it and this is growing. And this can cause obviously chaos in an individual's life and chaos in a relationship and chaos for the whole people that are around you. And this isn't to make you feel guilty. This is just to bring awareness and support to you and your loved ones right now, as lockdown and isolation can make it very difficult for us to maybe fight those urges. Addictions also are characterized by them having detrimental effects, and despite the detrimental effects, you keep using. Now, this can be a detrimental effect to you, a detrimental effect to those that you love, your values in life. And that's why it's important to be talking about this today. That's what I feel anyway, because I have had a huge increase in people working with me to change this in their relationships. If you, like me, have suffered any addictions or addictive patterns in the past, then you will know how delicate the recovery journey can be. Whether you were addicted to porn, food, steroids, smoking, alcohol, or other drugs, all addictions come with a very difficult journey for the person and often the loved ones around them, whether the person is in recovery or not. The actual journey of recovery often relies on contact with other people that have gone through the same things, recovery meetings, and counselling, coaching, whatever it is that they rely on, sort of the face-to-face meetings. And if people manage to just switch things by themselves and they swapped whatever they were going to with healthy things, this is all stopped now. We cannot go to our exercise centres. We cannot go to wellness bars, coffee shops, have social meetings, do volunteer work, work and meet people in the office, work on a passion project, and all the other different things that we used to do. This has been taken away from us at the moment. So isolation can make things a lot worse, because the social isolation for some people is leaving them with more time and loneliness. Many studies have shown that having a solid support system that can celebrate your achievements as well as check in with you can be key when it comes to staying free from the addictive behavior. And you may find that if you're self-isolating alone, or that you're isolating with your family and your family don't understand, then it could be very, very difficult. And you may be finding that you're going back to old ways, or finding it very, very hard to stay on your healthy path right now. And sometimes people find that they are swapping one bad habit with the other. For example, replacing a drug dependency with alcohol or with food, or replacing porn with video games or whatever it is. And this can cause a lot of stress and tension for somebody. And then, of course, there can be anger if you notice that your husband or wife or other family member is going back to their old ways, making excuses, or that they're very angry and aggressive and not themselves, or withdrawn, because they're struggling. They're struggling without that support network that they've been so used to help them stay focused, happy and healthy. What makes it even more worrying is that research carried out by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health found that there is a clear rise in substance abuse during any type of emergency and global or localized disasters. It makes sense, doesn't it? Turning to an addictive substance for comfort when you're feeling uneasy, but when it's damaging to your mind, your body and soul, it's often the worst thing that we can do to ourselves. The worst thing we can do for comfort, because it takes away comfort after the short-term hit. And then we have the self-blame, the guilt, and often things that we use to make our body feel good instantly leave our body reeling after. It can impact our mental well-being, our physical well-being, as I'm sure you already know. So why do people get addictions? Why do we get addicted to things? Well, when you're going through something stressful or something that makes you feel particularly anxious or uneasy, and you turn to drugs, alcohol, or food to comfort yourself, over time your brain creates a link between the numbing of the pain or emotion with this unhealthy habit. So when you are in similar situations in the future, your brain will cause a reaction in your body that tells you to have another cream cake, another cigarette, another drink to make you feel better. When in fact, these aren't habits that serve you or your relationships long term. It is also the reason why so many people find it difficult to give up their addictions, as their brain struggles to cope when they are withdrawing or no longer getting the substance it is used to, and causes physical withdrawal symptoms like cold sweats or feeling low, which can push people back into their habits. So why am I sharing all of this? You may be thinking, yep, Nicola, what you've said so far is so obvious. Well, sometimes it's good to hear what is obvious and just to comfort ourselves. If we are having cravings, if we are feeling lonely, feeling stuck, it's important to reach out, and I'm going to give some tips. And I'm also sharing this because I've been working with a lot of men and women who are finding it difficult of how to communicate with their partner about their drinking, with their partner about their eating, with their partner about them staying up all night watching TV, and this is really upsetting them. Often it's not just the habit, it's the lies around it and the broken promises. And this is how addictions often ruin relationships, because the lying, the hiding can often make things a lot worse. Because for a thriving relationship, of course, we need to have trust. I also just wanted to say that many studies have shown about loneliness being a major trigger for addictions, and so many people feel lonely in their marriage. And the fact now that you're spending more time together in the house doesn't mean that you're necessarily connecting. And working with a lot of women to save their marriage, or men to save their marriage independently, and they are sharing with me that they are finding it very lonely because their partner is not responding to them, because their partner is doing their own thing and not really engaging in the family, because they're pulling away from them rather than going towards them during this time. And this can be very lonely. It can be lonely if you're living with somebody who isn't talking to you, or who is just disengaged, disconnected, and you may be stuck wondering, what can I do? So loneliness can affect us even if we're living with people right now. Many of you know my story already, that when I was going through a difficult financial time, I turned to alcohol, ended up drinking every night on the balcony just to go to sleep. And then I managed to control that. Life was great for a while. And then another issue happened, and insecurity and fear. And then I started cooking myself a cake every night. And this again then spiraled into massive kind of addiction to food. Thankfully now I am free of that. And it really is difficult to go through the boredom, to go through the loneliness, to go through putting the substance down and feeling the feelings. And then just sometimes you feel absolutely awful, and being able to hold yourself, to love yourself with that feeling awful. So I'm going to identify three key things you can do to support you right now. Three key things that can help you if you are struggling right now to warn off an addictive behavior. If you're already having an addictive behavior and it's getting worse, and what you can do if you're living with somebody, married to somebody who is having an addictive behavior that is affecting your relationship, how to support them and how to support yourself as well. So the top three things I really wanted to mention. The first is identifying a good support network. This is really, really crucial. So whether you have a supportive friend you can turn to in times of needs, or a therapist that you can talk to, it's important to know who your network is. Who can you reach out to in a time of weakness? Who can you reach out to when you're just feeling so stressed, confused, alone, overwhelmed? When the urge is really there, when the voices in your head is saying to you, do it, and what can you do to escape that? So finding who you can speak to online, who's available to you, who would be a great person for you to speak to, and write a list. It's good just to have that list there, either on your phone or written down. Okay, I can call this person, this person, this person. I can send this person a WhatsApp. And sometimes it may be a list of people that you're going to share the issue with, and you're going to talk through it. And you may have another list of people that you're not going to say anything to, because you maybe don't feel they would understand you, but you're going to be able to feel connected, not feel alone, feel happy, share memories or ideas, and just really have a healthy way to process your feelings, to focus on something else. And even if right now you're feeling, Nicola, I can't speak to anybody about this, I don't want to tell anyone, I don't feel like talking, then you can always use voicemails. When I work with somebody, I offer them 3 months unlimited email support to me to save their marriage or whatever we're working through. And they just literally will just leave me a voice message. because they just need to get it out of their head, out of their mind. And voice messages are a great way to connect. You can really feel someone's energy. You can really express yourself better. And so maybe just leaving voicemails for people that you love and care about could also support you. And then there's online chat forums. They can be a great resource. There's lots of people that probably are going through what you're going through. You can learn from the answers to their questions. You can familiarize yourself. You can put a question up yourself. You can research. That's a great thing to do. There's so many online courses right now, online free events, webinars. I think the world is really creating so much online content now. So there could be a new thing there for you to educate yourself, to support yourself through this. The next thing is to replace your addiction. I really believe in replacing our addictions with something healthy. I feel it's impossible or unhelpful to say to somebody, okay, you just need to stop doing that. That does not help because there's a gap. There's a reason that somebody was doing something. So that has to be replaced. So what healthy things right now can you replace your habit with? Are there any online activities you can do right now? Are there some fun things in the house you can create, clear out, new recipes to cook, things like that? Is there anything you can do in the home, in your online to replace with your addiction? Could you give yourself a lovely massage and a nice bath? Could you learn to play a musical instrument? Are there any things you can do to enhance this time of isolation? I find that the best thing for me, and it really has helped a lot of people I've worked with as well, so I'm going to share it with you, is I have a list of things that I can do. And I have a massive list, and it has all the different things that I can do inside the home and all the different things I can do outside of the home, which I realise that there's a lot of things we can't do outside the home right now. So why not create a list of all the different things that you can do? Have this list, write it out, and then pin it somewhere where you can see it, or have it in your bedside drawer or something, and then look at it. When you're a bit bored, when you're a bit lonely, when you're feeling a bit low or down, when you're feeling like I want to do something positive for myself today, have a look and see what is on there. It could be, okay, I really want to watch this box set, I really want to watch this documentary, I really would love to do my photo albums, I'd really like to clear out that kitchen drawer, I'd really like to label things, I'd really like to make some jam or some pancakes, I would really like to choose an online course. What is it that is going to bring you happiness, bring you joy? Have a long list and then see what you fancy that evening or that day. Because when you're forced into isolation, it can feel like you want to resist or fall back into the trap of addiction. However, if you're able to identify fun or engaging activities that you can do to take your mind away from the feeling of being bored or alone, hopefully this will protect you from falling back. Remembering that the mind can trick us, it can say things like, during this time, I deserve it. During this time, there are bigger things to worry about. Or just tonight, just this weekend, I need it. I deserve it. It's that whole part of the mind telling us we deserve a reward. But is it really a reward? I used to think to myself, okay, I'm going to reward myself with this high sugar, high fat food and overload my body with it. Is that really a reward? And it wasn't. Journaling can also be a great opportunity to really feel our feelings rather than skipping and jumping over them. So that's another thing that you may find really beneficial to do. A lot of people tell me that once they start doing a journal, they feel so much lighter because they're processing their feelings and they're releasing them rather than trying to stuff them down. For me, I had hit rock bottom before I found my love for dance. I realized that by dancing away my worries and stress, I felt elevated, happy, and at peace. Adding my meditations at the end, it really helped me process what I was feeling, release the stress and tension in my body, and connect to what was important to me. At the end, I felt revitalized, energized, and so peaceful inside. And it's a perfect activity for me to do. So personally, every day I'm creating a dance video that has a 7-pillar system to release stress and tension from the body, celebrate life, tune into the emotions, shake off anything unwanted, and to lie down and just to relax and bathe in peace with a calming meditation at the end. If you really want to change any habit, it's important to find something healthy to enjoy. If you're struggling to know what to replace your habit with, then do feel free to reach out to me on my website. You can book a free 20-minute personal breakthrough session. I'd be happy to help you as much as I can. Or if you're concerned about your relationship at this time, you're also welcome to book that free 20-minute strategy session. We'll be able to discuss where you are now, where you want to be, and any support or tips that I can give you to help you, I would love to. And so the last tip I really wanted to share with you is to help others. Helping others is one of the key steps in the 12-step programs that help people to recover from addictions. And they basically follow the premise that once you are recovered, if you help other people to recover as well, this will keep you away from your addiction. And it has been proven time and time again that this really is a very strong way to help people. And also when we are helping others, we are one, reminded of the pain from when we were in that position. And two, we are also feeling good because helping others makes us feel good. It's a lovely distraction from our own overthinking, a lovely distraction from avoiding the trap of self-pity, which all of us can go through at times, and this makes us feel worse. And it's often self-pity that can create somebody to go back to addictive patterns. So helping others is a great way to completely stay free and happy. This could be helping others now by giving them a call, by reaching out, by donating some food for someone in your community that perhaps has lost their job and doesn't have any food right now. That's what we're doing a lot in Dubai. There's a huge community here where we're doing online shopping for people that have lost their jobs. So there's things like that you can do. And then there are many other things that you can do to put a smile on somebody else's face, to be that positivity, to be that strength, to listen to others, to support others. There's so many things that we can do right now. I know that in the UK, so many people really have turned up to support the NHS, and I think that's a real wonderful thing where people are focusing on what they can do, and every effort, every wish, every prayer, every bit of love really does go a long way. For me, creating these podcasts has really been such a wonderful journey. I have my Save Your Marriage podcast, I have my Emotions and Eating podcast, and I also have my YouTube channel, which has over 200 videos on now, and I'm keep on creating more and more videos on lots of different topics. So do check out my YouTube channel if you like to watch YouTube videos. They're a lot shorter than my podcast. They're only about 5 or 7 minutes long on different topics that you may find helpful. For me, I'm having a real surge in people at the moment, as I mentioned, struggling with addictions, struggling with their marriage because of addictions. And it gives me great pleasure to support people with this, seeing how my experience, the pain that I've gone through, can be put to good use. And lastly, I just wanted to share something that has really helped me to help many more people. And that's my online dance and meditation Facebook community. It's called Vinana Dance Party, Law of Attraction. It's basically where I'm posting a dance class 5 days a week. We have a live dance party once a week where all people from all over the world are dancing together. I also do a live Q&A on different relationship topics, on different life topics. And we all encourage each other, and it's a great way to help each other. There's lots of people that post what they're struggling with and what they need help on. And we're all supporting one another on there. So if you'd like to join, I'm going to put a link along with this podcast so you can find it, or you can just type in Vanana in Facebook. If you like movement, if you like meditations, if you like sharing and supporting other people, if you're feeling a bit lonely or lost right now, welcome, welcome, welcome. It'd be lovely to connect with you there. Because the bonus is that I'm available immediately to you. I do put a lot of time and energy into the group to make sure that people do feel supported. And it's a bit more direct than sending an email. However, I do love emails. And like I mentioned, if you do feel stuck at the moment, do go to my website, nicolabeer.com, and book a free 20-minute breakthrough session with me. In that breakthrough session, we'll discuss where you are now, what you're struggling with, how to overcome it, create some steps, and decide together if we're a fit. And if we're not, then I'll give you some other options, some other ideas to support you. So the main message that I really wanted to get across is, yes, this is a very difficult time right now for so many people. Yes, it may be tempting to think, well, I'm just going to let my habits slide for a week, a month. But when we do that, there are often major consequences for our health and for those around us. So it's a real time to rise above the chaos, to ask ourselves to be role models for those that we love, to ask us to be a role model for ourselves. Do you want to look back at this crisis and be disappointed with how you're being and how you're acting? Or do you want to look back and think, wow, I'm so impressed with myself. Look how I held it together, despite the circumstances, despite the fears, despite the stress, I held it together. And that's what I really hope for you, that you're kind to yourself, you're gentle to yourself, and that you don't use the excuse of this crisis to fall back into things which you know will drag you down. You're worth more than that. And I really would love to support you if I can. Like I mentioned, you can join my group or you can book a free call with me on my website. Thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourself and look forward to connecting again with you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing, love-filled day ahead.